The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, and Kip Watson. Hey, Kip.
Hey.
Wow. So we had some very spirited conversation before we went live.
Yes.
I cannot wait to talk
the
about
the energy
what we're
is electric.
About. I'm just like Oh my gosh, I wish you guys could have heard it. And you will hear it. You will hear it in the future because we're going to start doing the podcast after the broadcast.
Nice.
And we've got a couple already lined up for you that are just excellent, excellent recordings and interviews.
Oh, cool.
And so
I like that idea.
I'm just waiting for my new logo before we launch it. Just waiting on it. So I should have it.
Right.
I might have it today. You never know.
Okay.
I've got these new headphones that I borrowed from Lily. Oh my gosh, they're amazing. I have to find out what they are. I want a pair.
Yeah, sound changes everything.
Yes, it does. Well, it does. And these are really nice. I'm glad I forgot them or then I wouldn't know. See the discovery that happened? Out of something bad came something good.
That's right. And that's oftentimes how a lot of good things happen is out of struggle,
mm-hmm.
out of a mistake, out of failure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were so busy talking about what we were going to talk about that I didn't even really, I was so into what we were discussing. I didn't even like prepare anything for the opening, so we're just going to talk.
Okay. Well, have you let the audience know what we're going to talk about
today? Well, I am. I'm going to do it right now. All these allergies. Oh my gosh.
Same. I can barely sleep.
Excuse me. My eyes are so puffy.
My eyes have been burning since I got up Monday morning of this week. Just burning, burning. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's the allergies. They're all glassy. My eyes are all glassed over.
So you're not hungover, it's just allergies.
No, I'm not hungover. I might be sleep deficient. I had a big graduation party.
That can look like a hungover, can't it? Sleep deprivation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of deprivation, we're going to be talking with Dr. Dan Engel coming up. He is a practicing psychiatrist and board certified in psychiatry and neurology. But he is, his current practice combines functional medicine with integrative psychiatry to enhance the foundations of regenerative health and peak performance training. But his newest book, which we've already covered, The Concussion Repair Manual, A Practical Guide mm-hmm. to Recovering from Traumatic Brain Injuries, is a great book. But we're going to be talking about psychedelic assisted psychotherapy, which I think is fascinating. And he's also featured in Tim Ferriss's book, Tools of Titans. And in this book, he talks with Martin Polanco. All about flotation therapy, which of course I know a lot about.
You do?
You know, and I have to tell you, anyone that hasn't tried sensory deprivation, you really need to try it. It is such an incredible tool, like psychedelics, without the risks involved for people that maybe have a history of bipolar or schizophrenia in their family. Flotation therapy, sensory deprivation absolutely changed my life after one float.
Wow.
So I believe strongly in it, obviously. I invested a lot of money
to
open a drift float spa.
Right. So explain to people what you mean by that, because I'm not sure everybody understands how floating is sensory deprivation.
Well, a lot of people know now. When I first opened 7 years ago, nobody knew what it was, but you essentially go into a private room in a private tank. Of course, I brought my tanks from Europe, and so they're much larger, and they had a door, and you could leave the door open. So a lot of people never got into flotation because the original tanks, the samadhi tanks, were like a big coffin, basically, or like a...
So they felt claustrophobic.
Absolutely. And I'm claustrophobic. And so that's why I chose those cabins.
The bigger ones.
From Europe. Float mm-hmm. Away at the time was the only one that made the big ones. I had to bring them in from the UK, mm-hmm. which was very expensive, just getting them through customs. It's crazy what we had to go through, too. I mean, they had to pull down the benefits of flotation therapy before we could bring them through customs, believe it or not. This was back 7 years ago, because you're you're not allowed to make any medical claims, but I can tell you anecdotally from my experience, it completely changed my life. So you go into this cabin, you float effortlessly in 1,200 pounds of Epsom salt, and you go off into a very deep state of meditation mm-hmm. like you've never experienced before. And you do see you don't hallucinate, but you can see like psychedelic patterns in your brain as you're, it's an incredible experience. And it's almost like having an out of body experience. It was very similar to how I felt the one time I did magic mushrooms or whatever they're, what are they called?
Magic mushrooms.
Okay. Psilocybin mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like I can get on board advocating something like that. Mm-hmm. Then yes, some sort of.
But it takes away anxiety. Mm-hmm. It puts you in the present moment. When you come out, your mind is clear. You have your ego is missing, which is a good thing. And it's just an incredible, and not to mention the physical aspects of flotation therapy. The magnesium sulfate releases serotonin. It releases oxytocin. It increases circulation. It helps with cellulite, even though I never really told people that because that seems like such a flimsy, if you will, benefit of flotation therapy compared to all the other profound experiences you have in a float tank. But yeah, Adrift Float Spa hopefully will be reopening in a couple of months. So it's sold. Mm-hmm. And I still want to put a float tank in my house. I'm not done yet, along with my infrared, because I'm telling you, like, and Dr. Engel will tell you, it is the most profound experience you'll ever have in your life.
I want to do it.
It's,
so do I.
I know. And you never did it while I was open, did you, Avi? And so many people, and they're like, only when it finally caught on by guys like Steph Curry talking about it or Tom Brady talking about, Tom Brady, I believe, has a float tank in his home. Mm-hmm. But yeah, only when those guys start talking about it did it kind of go mainstream.
People take a second look at it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and like all the you know sports teams now, the athletes regularly float because it is so good for the body and the mind. So,
right.
What were you going
to
say,
Diamond? My mom recommended it to me because she said that it helps with fertility. Is that something?
Well, absolutely. It helps with everything because it calms the mind down. And for people that have never meditated before, that don't understand what that feels like, it is such an incredible release, both mentally, emotionally, spiritually. A lot of people, I had a client one time that said that, thank you so much for opening Adrift because they were suffering with cancer. And I have to say, I believe that she recovered, but that was the only place she could pray. Think about that. Like, that's the only place she could pray where she felt closer to God in the float tank than she did anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. Because it shuts everything else down.
Yeah. And I mean, that's, as you were talking, I'm like, it really is a meditative state with some physical benefits because of where you're doing it and how you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, meditation is something I do at least twice a day, sometimes more often than not. And it's really a great way, I know for me, where it's like clearing the mind and then the creativity can happen. Mm-hmm. And I can almost, like, if I'm really struggling to problem solve something or I can't quite figure something out, I can go do a meditation and it, like, clearing out all the other noise, it brings, like, it's then my mind can do what it does best, which is brainstorm and come up with a solution.
Right. Well, and one of the best books that I've ever read about this is Dr. Andrew Weil's book, The Natural Mind. Mm-hmm. And Andrew, I'll just read this. He talks about, you know, the Natural Mind is a book, and it was from 1976. It was a bestseller, A New Way of Looking at Drugs and the Higher Consciousness explores the experience of using consciousness altering narcotics, with particular attention paid to his own experience, which calls meticulous self-observation. And that's kind of, I would say, in a float tank, that's what you're experiencing. You really are. At the same time that you're letting go of the ego and letting go of all the junk in your mind, if you will, that prevents you from happiness and a peaceful state of mind. So, and that's why so many people take drugs. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to release and escape from the chaise that we deal with every day.
And unfortunately, it tends to lead to brain damage.
Well, a lot of things can lead to brain damage, but, you know, I don't know. I believe that I'm going to get myself in trouble here. But, I believe that marijuana should be legal. I do, and I don't know why there's such a fuss over it. I really don't. I mean, people can reach altered states, if you will, from a lot of different things that are legal. And it's, you know, it was put on, it's on the earth. It's on the earth. It is a plant. I mean, you can abuse anything. You can abuse food.
And, well, a lot of people do.
And a lot of people do. So, you know.
It's our health care problem is really that.
It's just a plant.
If the food were different and people took care of themselves correctly, we wouldn't have a healthcare problem.
I agree. And I love this song.
It's more of a sick care problem.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've got a great show coming up, everyone. As I said, Dr. Dan Engel will be with us. He is a practicing psychiatrist and board certified in psychiatry and neurology. It should be great. We're talking about psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy. And Kip Watson is going to be talking about the show, the Netflix original 13 Reasons Why. How to have the tough conversations. I cannot wait to talk about that.
It's going
to
be riveting.
It is going to be riveting. It absolutely is. So everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
What if you could prepare, predict, and prevent when you struggle as an athlete? What if I gave you a clear roadmap as to what your issues could be, whether that's anxiety, lack of confidence, motivation, focus, relationship issues, depression, and even addiction? Well, that's what I do. It's a simple yet unique process to help you understand and improve what we call the intangibles, or the mental side of sports. And once we know, then we go to work improving your mental and life skills so you achieve consistent, high performance. Hey, let's face it, you invest a lot of time and money on the physical side of sports. The mental side is just, if not more, important. I'm Kip Watson, sports psychology professional. Visit my website at braincodecorp.com. That's braincodecorp.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
I like to dream.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and I have Kip Watson in studio with me and Dr. Dan Engel on the line. He is an MD and is a practicing psychiatrist, board certified in psychiatry and neurology. His current practice combines functional medicine with integrative psychiatry to enhance the foundations of regenerative health and peak performance training. His newest book is The Concussion Repair Manual, A Practical Guide to Recovering from Traumatic Brain Injuries. You can find Dr. Engel at his website at drdanengel.com, and that's E-N-G-L-E, drdanengel.com. Always a pleasure. How are you doing today, Dr. Dan?
Great, Bernadette. Good to be with you again.
Yes, I love having you on the show. I always do. I'm crazy about this subject. I really am. As I don't know if you heard the opening, but I think you know that I opened a Drift Float Spa 7 years ago here in Dallas, Texas, and so I'm very like-minded with a guy like you.
float tank therapy and flotation therapy is one of the core foundational practices and just orienting people towards a healing mindset and a healing physiology. I know y'all spoke a little bit about it in this last section. It was great to hear the conversation.
Yeah, I love it. And you talk about it in Tim Ferriss's book, Tools of Titans, which is a great book. He's a very interesting man as well. And I love what we're talking about today. So psychedelic assisted psychotherapy. For our listeners, Dr. Engel, what are psychedelics and how are they being used for psychotherapy?
Great question. The psychedelic renaissance that we're going through right now is a continuation of a lot of the research and the studies that were done 40, 50, 60 years ago. And the psychedelics was a term first coined by Aldous Huxley, and essentially means bringing the mind into a new state of awareness. Some people would call that an altered state of awareness, and sometimes that has a negative connotation, but essentially being able to look at the world and oneself from a new perspective. Mm-hmm. And kind of like Einstein said, you can't solve a problem using the same mindset that created it, so we need oftentimes to have a new perspective in order to see the better way for us to live our lives.
Yeah, and very well put, I might add. And so this kind of started, the history of the psychedelic revolution, if you will, started in the 60s, did it not? And the U.S. government at one point was even very involved in research.
Definitely. Yeah, it kind of came on the scene in the scientific research model, so to speak, with LSD that was invented and found in Switzerland by a guy named Hoffman, and in the recognition of being able to expand somebody's consciousness or into a new state of awareness, there was a lot of therapeutic benefit in the mind to be able to look at the sense of self from a new perspective. The U.S. came on board with that. There was global trials. There are 40,000 some odd case vignettes and reports of benefit with LSD alone. And then LSD took a bad rap because people were misusing it, and it became this kind of like spearhead of a political revolution that was happening around the Vietnam era. The Nixon administration got really uncomfortable with how much was being done. And it also, in the public sector, wasn't being done very mindfully, so it got a bad rap. And then everything went into what's called Schedule One, which made it illegal, and all of the funding and research was shut down for several decades. Mm-hmm. And then in the early 2000s, an organization called MAPS, led by a guy named Rick Doblin, started studying MDMA. And MDMA has really been shown to be beneficial for what's called post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. So recently, the government green-lighted MDMA as a breakthrough therapy for PTSD, because its benefit for curing PTSD, for example, like when soldiers and veterans come back from war, there's oftentimes this really horrendous experience with post-traumatic stress. Mm-hmm. And in the right set and setting with clinical facilitation, the cure rate for PTSD using MDMA after 2 to 3 sessions is upwards of 80%.
Wow.
Well, you know, nothing close to that.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, well, there is something sort of close. And I remember we did a lot of, you know, a lot of, not, I didn't do the research, but we had a lot of soldiers that were coming back from war that were, came to Float at Adrift, and floating helped with post-traumatic stress disorder as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and they work very different in that flotation therapy helps people to move from sympathetic overdrive, that fight or flight system in the nervous system, to a parasympathetic state of
yeah.
rest and relaxation. It starts to rehabilitate the brain and the hormones towards being more relaxed and therefore to be in a more healed state. And I have had the same experience with clients, friends, and family who had experiences with post-traumatic stress and go through a series of floats and have massive benefit on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it changed my life totally. I've talked about it for years, but you know, you were talking about the different types of drugs and how, you know, in the 60s people began to abuse LSD, and that's how the government got involved. And ayahuasca now, so same kind of thing is happening where people are having like these ayahuasca parties and they're, you know, getting a little out of hand. What do you think about that, about ayahuasca in particular? I know that you've experienced it yourself. In fact, you write about it in the book, Tools of Titans. And it was mm-hmm. Actually, it's pretty funny what you wrote. I found it very entertaining what you wrote. I don't know if you want to yeah. share any of that, but you did have you had a benefit from it. Absolutely. And that's why you say you would do it again.
Yeah, well, I had such an experience with ayahuasca because in a one-weekend workshop, I learned more about myself than I had in one decade of psychotherapy.
Right.
Because it brings all that stuff from the subconscious onto the forefront, and you have a chance to really work with it. So at that point, I was running a clinic in Portland in integrative psychiatry, had an experience with ayahuasca. I was so fascinated by it. I'd never heard about it or learned about it until that experience. So over the course of a few years, it just kept coming into my mind stream. So I eventually closed my practice and moved down to the jungle to learn about this medicine specifically, because this was 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't really much known in the West about ayahuasca. So essentially, ayahuasca is a little bit like psilocybin, a little bit like peyote, a little bit like some of the other natural medicines that engender this altered state or this new state of awareness that helps us to heal some of the trauma and the addictive patterns that are essentially trying to either numb out or compensate for these experiences that oftentimes are held so far back in our history that we can't necessarily access them in talk therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helps to have contact with them through a facilitated experience. I personally believe that there's a massive benefit in the facilitation of using these medicines in the right way in a therapeutic context versus just using them recreationally.
Yeah.
And the difference between a therapeutic experience and a recreational experience is all around the set and the setting and the intention in going into it with. So if somebody is doing a whole lot of ayahuasca or psilocybin or any of these other medicines and it's not facilitated and they're not having support in integrating that experience, oftentimes people will find themselves coming back to the medicines because they're looking for the medicines to try and fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the medicines aren't designed to fix the problem. The medicines show us truth. And it's our work to incorporate that truth into our lives moving forward. And that's our job in the integration process.
God, I could
so
listen.
That's where the facilitation comes in, and it's super necessary.
And you speak so well on the subject. I could just listen to you all day. I really could. So who might this therapy be good for, and who might it not be good for? All the different, you know, psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a few different arenas of therapeutic potential looking at the different medicines. The one that's legal right now is ketamine. And that's becoming more and more popular. It's been legal for 30 years, mostly used historically for treatment-resistant depression, but it's also beneficial for OCD, for post-traumatic stress disorder. And because it's legal, it's kind of being resurged as this like center point, because people are also expecting MDMA and psilocybin to come through legalization in the next 2 to 3 years. They're going through phase 3 trials right now.
Oh, wow.
They've already been proven safe. And now these two are being proved for efficacy. That could change with the federal potential to pass a right to try measure for life-saving or life-threatening conditions, addiction being a life-threatening condition. treatment-resistant depression being a life-threatening condition, post-traumatic stress disorder being a life-threatening condition.
Yeah.
20 to 40 veterans commit suicide every day.
I know, it's terrible.
Because of addiction and PTSD and these sorts of things. So the classic kind of big four that I see as the primary psychiatric conditions that medicines are potentially good for are the treatment-resistant anxiety, depression, addiction, and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not so great for people that have a history of psychosis or mania or people that don't know how to really hold themselves well in an expanded state that could potentially cause re-traumatization. That's why I'm not a big fan of people just using these recreationally, because they do engender big experiences. And it's really helpful to have facilitation, because the last thing we want to do is create more trauma,
right,
and more harm.
Right.
Right. Well, so it makes sense to have some regulation and some training of people in that facilitator role.
But how exciting the science is. And so is that what's predicted for this field of medicine in the future?
Yes, definitely. So there are more training programs coming online to help clinicians and therapists start to understand how to use these medicines and be in that effective and safe facilitator role. There's an organization in California called CIIS, the California Institute for Integral Studies, and they have a master's level program teaching clinicians on psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy,
oh, wow,
or what's called PAP. And so as we train more and more clinicians to be in that facilitation role, and we have more and more centers with these trained facilitation providers supporting this therapy, then we're going to see more and more of these centers become the cornerstone of the new psychiatry, where people actually go to have a healing experience to resolve the core issues and have a mindful arc of preparation to make sure they're ready for the experience, flotation therapy being a great preparation strategy, and then an excellent mindful, effective experience of healing using a variety of these methodologies and understanding how to use which medicine for which client at which time in which sequence and order. And then the third piece is the integration, helping them integrate a breakthrough experience to be able to use that truth moving forward in their life in an effective way, and then knowing when to bring them back into an experience that would be kind of like coming back into a second or a third process.
Wow. I could, like I said, I could listen to you forever, but I've got to go to break.
Yeah, understandable.
I would love to have you on the broadcast or the podcast after the broadcast. I'd like to fly wherever you are and just record it, because people need to hear this. They really do. It's such fascinating science, and it's the future. And hopefully a lot of people can get healed with this research that's this new field of medicine, basically, in psychiatry. So Dr. Dan Engel, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, Bernadette. And there's one book that just got launched that your readers might like to know, and it's called How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan.
Oh, I
He's
love
a
him.
Great writer, 10-time New York Times bestselling author. This book is now a new center point in the library of this information and research, and he just writes really well about it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have got his book, Omnivore's Dilemma and Food Rules.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how to change your mind. I'll get it. Thank you so much for the suggestion. All right.
Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Dr. Dan, talk to you later.
Sounds great, Bernadette.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got Kip Watson coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Showing me. Some days it'll lift you up. Some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough.
You liking this, Kip?
And all I know.
Man, love me some Toby Mac.
You're my only home.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana, Lexi, and I've got Kip Watson in studio. She is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor and a sports psychology professional. She holds two master's degrees with nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She is a certified high-performance coach, a former professional athlete, and I just love having her on the show. Today, we are talking about 13 Reasons Why, which is a Netflix original.
Yes.
How to Have the Tough Conversation. So, yeah. Season one was controversial. The storyline of a teenage girl who commits suicide and she leaves behind distraught family and friends and a series of tapes explaining her pain and decision. The new season picks up with the parents taking the school districts to court, and this is difficult to watch. So, what are your initial thoughts, Kip?
There are many initial thoughts. I think, you know, the show is very graphic. It's very intense. It's very emotional. Aspects of it, I think, are very realistic. And for some families, they're going to hit close to home. for
what
others.
What makes you say that?
Because they're very well produced. It's very well thought of, and at least in the first season, the two rape scenes that are in there, very realistic. Mm-hmm. Very realistic on how that happens, why it happens, especially at a, you know, like a teenage party where there's drinking and drugs going on. Those are very realistic and difficult issues that young people deal with. Yeah. Now, I think for a lot of families, though, and perhaps a majority of people, they're going to be like, whoa, this is not normal. This isn't normally what happens.
Mm-hmm. So it's teenagers, typically in high school or middle school or both?
It's high school.
High school.
And there's partying, there's substance abuse, a very liberal view about sexuality, and it's very portrayed as normal.
Yeah.
Like, this is normal.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I saw a couple of trailers. The first thing I noticed was how much sex there was.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Of course, because sex sells. So my question is, why are we even watching this? And Aviana, didn't you say that in some schools they are promoting teenagers
not
watching
promoting,
this?
But using it like as like a visual to just for anti-bullying efforts, I guess.
I don't
to be
know.
Like, this is what's happening.
Is that really the best way?
Well,
I don't think so.
It's I find that hard to believe that schools would be advocating it just because it's so graphic and there's a lot of cussing and there's very open nudity and it's just very, it is very graphic.
Yeah.
And so even the, I have it here. The National Association for School Psychologists had issued a statement about the show. And we even got this from our school. They sent out an email before the second season was released. And they said, use caution. You know, use caution. If your kids are watching it, sit down with them. Watch it with them.
Right.
Have the discussions. And my guess is some parents, like, you need to. You need to watch it. You need to know this is what they're watching, right? And have the conversation. And if you're uncomfortable having those types of real, raw conversations about what you're seeing, then you got some work to do on yourself. Because you got to be able to talk about these tough subjects with your kids and prepare them for reality.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I mean, we were talking about the scene in the second season. I don't know if you want to disclose it, and I say ruin it for everybody. I would say don't watch it. I would never want my child to watch this show.
Well, there's another rape scene in the second season.
I was warned on Facebook.
It comes at the very last episode. It is very graphic. I didn't know it was coming. And yes, I shed tears after I watched it because it's very graphic and very painful.
Yeah, it was painful.
Yeah,
that's kind of almost comical that you would say that. You want to disclose what it is? You want to talk about it?
It's a sodomization of a young man, and it's horrific to watch.
And why do we need to see that though? Why do our young people need to see that? That shouldn't be going on. I know that it does. Okay, because there's a lot of really screwed up people that maybe would participate in that type of thing, like you were talking about hazing, mm-hmm. Lexi, you know, at certain fraternities. And it's disgusting that kind of stuff goes on. And I'm gonna quote Wayne Dyer here. It's he is a spiritual leader. He's passed mm-hmm. now. But this is from his book, There's a Spiritual Solution for Every Problem. And it's funny
Amen
because
to that.
I just kind of tripped on this morning. Mm-hmm. I wasn't looking for this. And then I opened it up right to this page. And this mm-hmm. happens to me over and over again. But it says, if we allow signals that carry the energy images of violence, sexual promiscuity, disrespect, vulgarity, and the like to come into our homes to poison the minds of our children, then they will resonate with that energy and emulate it in their life, in their everyday lives, public television does not send out energy signals tainted with public, you know, like mm-hmm. public television, like NPR, you know, does not send out signals and energy tainted with vulgar or violent images. And it's just wrong. I mean, he speaks on this, continues to speak on this or write on this in this book, but I completely agree with him. This is not something that our children need to be watching. It glorifies it, in my opinion.
Well, and I think that's a very common view that it does, that it glorifies it. And I think if you have teenagers that may be vulnerable to self-harm or homicidal harm, then I certainly would recommend that you try to control that they don't watch it. But here's the fact. We can't control teenagers fully on whether they watch something like this or not.
Yeah, we
can. And so it's, no, you can't. We can't. It's out there. And they're going to watch it if they want to watch it. And it is important that this is why we're talking about it, right? It is a distorted view of what is typical in an American teenage culture.
That's scary.
It is a very distorted view. Now, do I think there's some realism that goes on with what I'm watching? Yes. But
yeah,
it is
distorted.
I think
it's very irresponsible for Netflix to even produce this. It pisses me off, actually, to be putting that in the minds of our children.
Well, I think if I were to take away one positive message, if you're watching it, is that choices have consequences, and they have very serious ones, and we've got to be responsible for the actions that we take.
Yeah.
But I do have a very huge problem with this show.
Where does this show get advertised? How do kids find out about it?
Just well, it's Netflix. On Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean,
new
Netflix
release.
Is a huge... Yeah.
New releases, yeah.
It's a huge... I mean, Netflix has a... But golly, I don't know, billions, millions of viewers, right? And so, yeah.
I'm on Netflix too, but I don't know.
It's always at the top.
Yeah.
The new release.
Is it? Yeah.
Yes.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Well, I don't watch a lot of television.
Well,
I don't.
I know that my clients and my athletes are going to be watching this. So I binge watched it over the weekend. And sure enough, Monday in my office, two teenagers that I had in my office, they had done the same thing. So we talked about it. And that is another positive, right? Is that it opens those lines of communications about these very real tough issues that our kids, as much as we wish that they wouldn't watch that or have to face those kinds of things, they are.
Well,
and we got to talk about it as parents.
And I think we need to do something about that kind of stuff being put out there. And I believe in the freedom, of the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom, you know, to put anything out there. But I just think we have to be more responsible. And I'm going to quote, before we go to break, Wayne Dyer again. There's a spiritual solution to every problem. He says, okay, the seven little magic words, as you think, so shall you be.
It's a proverb.
Right. And that goes for what you watch, too. So we'll talk more about it, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Stand by me. Walk there now.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HMP Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HMP Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HMP Company products. Search HMP Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HMP Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Fathers be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn in.
Hey everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Kip Watson in studio with me, Aviana Barrientos, and Lexi Brinkley. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this great programming to you, like the H Hemp Company. You can use the code OLR for One Life Radio to get 20% off your first order. It is an exceptional company. I stand behind it 100%, the H Hemp Company. Also, Sun Warrior, longtime sponsor. You can find it at Whole Foods, Central Market, Smoothie King, and the Vitamin Shop. Paleo Magazine, a great magazine. The Wellbeing Journal, another great journal magazine full of really good information that you need to, that you really need to read to stay abreast of all the latest science on health and nutrition. And of course, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, our beloved Dr. Joey Antonio running the helm. I can't wait to get him back on the show. He's so awesome. He really is. Love that guy. So, you know, we were talking about before with Kip Watson before we went to break about the 13 reasons why and how to have tough conversations. Mm-hmm. For those of you that aren't aware of what the 13 reasons why, it's this a show. Netflix show, yes, a Netflix series. Original, a series. Yeah. And it's all about suicide, a teen suicide. Yes. And so and the new season picks up with the parents taking the school district to court and suing them.
Right, right.
And so, but suicide is a huge subject and a lot of people, the percentage of suicide is increasing in this country every single day. This is a real problem. It's a huge problem. And bullying is a huge problem. And so you have one huge problem with the series, though, Kip.
Yes.
What is it?
Well, my biggest beef with the show is that parents and the other adult school officials are really depicted as incompetent and ill-informed, and almost like they interfere with the teenagers who are very much depicted like as competent and like they know better.
Oh, wow.
About how to handle situations.
Really?
And I just don't think that is very, I think that's very disordered on the show and not realistic.
Well, they do television, Netflix, whatever, movies. They do a lot of things that are wrong. Like I really feel that they try to make men look stupid in most television shows. The father, the man, the male figure, and a lot of men out there listening agree with me 100%. They depict men as being stupid.
Well, on this show, I think they depict all the adults, especially in season one, as being stupid.
Yeah,
and they not getting the hints about this young lady's struggle. Now, in the second season, a little bit better. The parents are a little more involved. There's a little more engagement with the parents. The parents are shown more to trying to be helpful and a mm-hmm. part of the solution. But overall, I think they really missed the mark on the reality of how such situations would be handled, which is unfortunate to me because being a professional, being a clinician, being a therapist, I don't think aspects of what I've seen, that's how it would really go down.
Well, that makes me hate the show even more, knowing that they that they disrespect the parents, because I just think a lot of teenagers nowadays just think that they're smart. They're the smartest person in the room.
Well, we all went through that phase, right?
I didn't.
As teenagers.
No, I did not.
There were aspects where we thought we knew better than our parents did,
right,
with certain things.
Well, it certainly doesn't need to be endorsed, and not by Hollywood, or, you know, it's wrong on every level. people. And because, my gosh, as you get older, you get so much wisdom. That goes for your grandparents as well. And it's we need a different level of respect in this country, I feel, for the elders in our world.
Well, and I think what we've got to get better at in dealing with situations like this that are tough is trying to inspire and guide our teenagers towards that life is worth living, that there is a purpose to life. Our purpose is to life.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that is missing from the show as well. Right. There's a lot of correction that goes on, and there's a lot of this just brutality of difficult issues. And there's really a lack of why life is worth living.
Yeah.
Right. And how do we handle the intimate details of life in a productive, constructive mm-hmm. way, rather than, again, with lies and deceit and more acts of violence or betrayal against one another?
Well, and I think that they keep the kids engaged in watching this because they're seeing a lot of sex. I mean, what I saw, and then the scene you're talking about being the sodomy scene coming up in season two.
Right.
I mean, do we... It's just like they're selling sex to get these children engaged.
Well, so it's tough because, yes, sex sells, but, yes, teenagers are having sex, right? And we got to be, as parents...
Not all teenagers are having sex.
I didn't say all.
Right.
I said there are teenagers having sex, right? And we need to create, as parents, as clinicians, as authority figures in their life, safe places for them to come and talk about these issues. Mm-hmm. Okay, teenagers who gather on a Friday or Saturday night where there's drinking and there's not a parent at home, guess what's going to happen?
Oh, sex.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we got to create safe space for them. If that was done against their will, right, that there is safety in them coming to talk to us about that mm-hmm. as parents.
Yeah, I agree with that. So when we do have these conversations with our kids, how do we take the discomfort away?
Mm. Well, I think there has to be more guiding, more listening, especially after something difficult like that has happened or horrific like that has happened.
It's so emotional.
It's very emotional. Correction will come, learning will come, but we've got to be that safe, open space where they can talk about it. We have to help them realize they're not alone, that they have value, that they're cared about. We understand the tears and the fears. We will find help. We will get help. Your life has purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Your life has meaning. And we will get through these hard times. This is a temporary part of your life. And it doesn't mean that life is over or life needs to end.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think that this show glamorizes suicide, like I said, you know, a few moments ago. I really do believe that it glamorizes it.
I think that is definitely a common view about that. You're not alone in that view. And I think that's why we need to somewhat call it out. It's not glamorizing. It's very distorted
mm-hmm.
in the way they depict this.
Yeah. So you like the show.
I have kind of a love-hate with it. It's created a lot of great conversations with my clients and certainly with my kids, too, who are now in positions of leadership and mentoring other teenagers. And I think it's just a fact of reality we got to talk about.
All right. Well, maybe we can talk about it some more. Kip Watson, I always love having her on the show. You can find all of our guest experts at OneLifeRadio.com. And a big shout out to our sponsors again, Sun Warrior, the H-Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the ISSN. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.